Well, in a week of drama, there's one standout, I guess. Mm-hmm.
What's that?
Check. The shooting.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I forgot about
that. That was really dramatic.
The downtown Chattanooga shooting.
Wait, was there a Chattanooga shooting,
there
too?
There was a shooting in downtown Chattanooga. You know me.
I know you're Mr. Chattanooga. Mr.
Yeah.
Tennessee, the volunteer, they call him.
I was saying Chattanooga. I don't know about that, but I'll tell you, I'd love to chat it up at one of these DL clubs they got downtown there.
You're trying to have gay sex with a black man while using the N-word?
Chattanooga. I don't know about that.
You're trying to have anonymous gay sex?
I'm trying to chat
do it some, do up. Some race play?
Yeah, right.
You're the master's son.
I'm trying to get
trapped.
Yeah. I'm trying to get a choo-choo ran on my...
And they're getting revenge.
Trying to get a choo-choo ran on my chulo.
On your culo?
Chulo.
I believe it's culo.
Not in Italian.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Interesting.
Yeah, cinema.
Cinema?
I'm going to get chemotherapy done at the cinema.
Culo is Spanish. Colo is Greek, actually.
Yeah.
Really?
In Italian, it's...
Colaraki is little ass.
In Italian, it's
cool.
Chulo.
I'm going to fuck your colaraki. I'm going to fuck your little ass. Tasugamisho to colaraki. I'm going to fuck
that.
Your little ass. Yeah.
Great language. Good time noodle salad.
Thai noodle salad?
I said good times noodle salad. I don't know. I say old. Now you get old and you just repeat. You have
cool
like,
beans. Remember cool beans?
Yeah. People say that, I guess.
My third grade teacher used to crush cool beans.
Good times.
Shout out to
I
Mr.
Bust.
Richmond.
Good times. Good times noodle salad is a line from As Good As It Gets. When Carol the waitress and Simon the fag are lamenting their lives, like Simon's like telling some story about like. After I came out to my father, he never spoke to me again.
And that's how the man is credited. That's how that's the character in the screenplay.
That's another line in the movie.
Well, Jack calls him a fag.
Carol, the waitress, meets Simon the fag.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, yeah, Carol's talking about how she, like, you know, he's like, fucking Simon's like, and my dad handed me a big, sweaty wad of cash, and he turned away, and I haven't been home since, you know.
Mm-hmm.
They're, like, talking about you know, leaving home. And Jack Nicholson's just in the back seat, and he's like, you know, he's like, would you listen to yourselves? He's like, what is this bullshit? He's like, you know, other people don't do this. They sit around, they talk about good times they've had.
Right.
Boat parties and noodle salad.
Right.
You two complaining. Other people, good times, noodle salad.
Good times, noodle salad.
Yeah.
That's pretty good. That's a good moral.
It's a good, yeah.
You know, Jack was all, Adam, is that on your table?
Where?
Your dining table.
No, it's been here.
Oh, fuck, dude. My guts are
about
fucked up.
About a year
up.
And a half.
Yeah. Really?
Mine are too.
You know what? I guess because the last time I was here, or I guess I was here for the podcast, but at the party you had it pushed.
To the wall.
To the wall.
Yeah. That's where we had the chicken
and I also, I like the way it's partitioned. It's an interesting design.
It is a great design.
Yeah.
I like the way you move. Dun, dun, dun.
Dun, dun, dun. I like the way you suck. My penis, I like the way you suck my balls.
I'm going to start a moving company. We're going to license. We're going to just use that song and not license it. We like the way you move at Weinstein Movers.
Really, Weinstein?
Ba-da-bum. Speaking like, of yeah, you used this song illegally and didn't even try to obtain copyright. And you're like, let me explain. We thought it was fair use.
Dude, what's awesome is in Greece,
yeah.
I guess there's no copyright laws or something, or it's like impossible. Awesome. So you'll just be watching like just a mid-tier, like, you know, sitcom, and they'll be playing the Beatles. This is definitely illegal.
Yeah.
It's just like, dude, the production value is so low, and they're just playing like, hey, Jude.
Well, that's how it should work.
It's awesome. And then there was this old Greek guy.
The people that made that song are dead. It's like absurd.
We got one left. Right?
Well, Ringo's still alive.
No, Paul is alive.
Well, is he? I thought Paul McCartney died.
No, they replaced him with a clone.
No, he's doing well. He killed the other two.
Oh.
They replaced him with a clone. Isn't that the theory?
I thought he died a couple years ago.
Kind of like Avril Lavigne.
Yeah.
On the cover of Abbey Road, there was a conspiracy theory that he was dead.
Mm-hmm.
But he's not dead.
Yeah. You know that for a fact?
Yeah.
Flabby Chode.
He He fucks a bitch with one leg. He's vegan.
Oh, yeah, that was his wife.
Great. Yeah.
Flabby Chode.
Flabby Chode.
He's right still around.
Flabby Chode. Flabby Chode. I don't know. Is Abby wrote a song? Or just the title of an album?
It is.
Where we're getting all dick sucked on Abbey Road Abbey by Road. A couple of packies. We
Abbey
paid $40.
Road has it.
They weren't racist, no.
Are you sure?
No, I
I'm
don't
pretty
believe
sure
they were.
And I think John Lennon had a song with the N-word all over it.
Yeah, but
fair.
It wasn't racist. It was racist against women, I guess. But
well, he was trying not to be racist against women. Yeah. By being racist against
blacks. Well, John
blacks.
Lennon said there were three types of black people. There was black people, there was beeps, and then there was
women.
Women
who were the yeah. lowest.
All women. Yeah.
Dude, Chris Rock stole his bit from John Lennon.
It came from John Lennon, but he didn't do the full bit, yeah.
What was John Lennon up to, man? He was doing some... Didn't he fuck
well, he did all that shit, and then he kind of like...
Didn't he rape a couple ladies?
Yeah.
I
he was
don't
in
know.
New Jack City, and...
He was in New Jack City.
Yeah, he wore big suits, zoot suits.
I didn't realize he couldn't act, and then that's why...
Yeah.
You know,
he
that
did rape...
Him.
Didn't he, like... I thought he wanted McGovern to win, and when he lost, he just went out in his hotel room, found the first bitch he saw, and fucked mm-hmm. her.
So you wanted Nixon to win?
I didn't, but I wouldn't have, you know... taking some pussy to clear my mind.
I think
afterwards.
He was just supporting.
Like when Bernie lost, I didn't fucking find the first bitch I saw.
Oh, I caught multiple bodies.
Oh, you did? After fucking Obama.
I murdered in cold blood after Bernie.
Oh, you killed.
Yeah, I killed.
I was just talking yeah. about rape, which is
peasants.
Very bad,
yeah.
But not as bad as murder. Mm-hmm. Abbey Road, Abbey Road, I'm getting head on Abbey Road. I pulled out my little penis, and everyone laughed.
Abbey Road of Nazareth.
Abbey Road of Nazareth.
Yeah, we all know that
sucking
song.
Guys off 12:30. I sucked a guy off who was 12:30. Mm-hmm. In Nazareth, I sucked a 6-year-old's dick.
Fuck my ass.
Fuck my ass now, Charlie. Make me squeal for free.
Fuck my ass for cash.
I suck dick in Nazareth.
I suck dick in Nazareth.
That's a classic.
Getting fucked about 12:30. Mm. Damn, dude, I'm on a triple espresso. I'm feeling nice, dude.
Do you?
Like I said, my guts are fucked up, but I'm
powering
through.
Where are they fucked up from?
Well.
Coffee.
Well, no. Here's what I did yesterday, right? I caught up with a friend, and we had like a nice seafood. Mm-hmm.
He blew your back out. Now
and he fucked my ass yeah. out of control.
Yeah.
I told him not to bust inside.
Now you got a bunch of ceviche cum in your
I
ass.
I have so much fucking lime and fucking oyster cum in my ass. And it's not getting out. I put a broom up there and kind of shook it around, but mm-hmm. it's really stuck up there.
Some little kid's like, Mommy, that guy smells like the back of the aquarium. She's like, don't look at him, honey. That's his culture.
So, okay, yesterday I cleaned the apartment frantically. George is coming back from a trip. I went into full, I had a couple days off for the first time in fucking months. So I went into full just like heroin den mode of like watch a bunch of movies, eat a bunch of Seamless,
don't do anything.
No, just my version, yeah, which is yeah. like... fast food, edibles,
yeah.
bunch of movies. So the fucking apartment was trash. George had it so nice and clean. I frantically cleaned it.
Mm-hmm.
Then I caught up with a friend. And I was like, you know what? This is good. I had oatmeal, you know, for breakfast. I had a little Greek yogurt. And then I got some oysters, some shrimp, and a kale salad. Very healthy. And mm-hmm. I'm thinking, wow, this is the first time I'm going to put a W, like health-wise, on the board for... truly months. Like
yeah.
I haven't had a good day of eating in months.
Awesome.
But then I got very depressed. The Celtics beat the Miami Heat.
Yeah.
Once you gotta punish
yourself for that.
Once you get a break too from like working hard, all the emotions you've suppressed over the last year.
Yeah.
Once you get a couple days to think, they come mm-hmm. back flooding back.
Yeah.
So I got hit with a wave of depression.
Yeah.
I did something I literally was committing self-harm with food. Because instead of just getting something good, I ordered a Papa John's pizza.
Mm. Well, hold on. Sometimes.
Not this time, bro. It was tough. It was bad. Oh, okay. And it was bad from the jump, and I ate every fucking piece, and I got extra garlic sauce.
Wow.
And I knew what I was doing. I absolutely knew what I was doing.
Yeah.
Fucked. So now I have oysters, Papa John's, and they got a spicy garlic sauce, which sucked, but I had a lot of
it.
Wow. It absolutely fucked my ass cheeks up.
I'm in the process of trying to restore my microbiome, so I'm on like nothing but kimchi and yogurt.
Love that.
Yeah.
Yeah. Anyway, I woke up three times in the middle of the night to shit. I didn't really get a nice night's sleep.
Yeah.
I was on there for a while. My ass is acting up.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I probably need some Prep H.
Well, I'll tell you what, if you need to take a break, we can fill in the rest of the show with just the Beatles and we'll set it so that it only uploads in Greece. And
that would be awesome.
This is a premium. If you want to listen to the show, I'll put a note in the thing. You got to get a VPN. VPN.
Yeah,
you get a VPN,
the Pussy Network,
and then switch your IP to Greece, and then you actually we might just that's actually a pretty good business plan.
Mm-hmm.
If we upload it, if we change the venue,
country,
legally speaking,
right?
If we have a change of venue,
change of venue of the IP address,
you'll translate everything,
of course,
just a copy or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like Chum Boys or whatever it is, and
yeah.
Your dumb fucking octopus
language. You know, Hisi, they call it spill. Come is like, they say your spill. Hisi. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Da Hisi Agoria. But there's got to be a different word for come. Honestly, my slang is like 30 years old because I get it from my fucking, family.
So yeah. You like do like a...
So I've antiquated. It's like if someone from the 80s talking about getting their dick sucked.
Yeah, it's like Quebecois French. They don't have words for anything that came out after like the 1880s.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Right. I'm trying to think of what other words for cum. I know boy or town is poli.
Yeah.
Hisi is the one that comes up even on... translate.
Yeah. So what we'll do is, we'll fucking just get it all set up so that this is a Greek-only podcast. And then guess what? You guys, for $5 a month, you can listen to the entire Beatles discography for cheaper than it would be on
that
any streaming platform.
That is fucking so smart, dude.
Yeah.
And
then we'll make $1 billion off that, and then I'll go into making... I'm making vaccines, making viruses that I unleash in Africa and then creating the medicine for them.
That's really smart, dude.
Yeah, that seems...
You're going Gates mode.
That seems to be the hot business.
Expermatizo seems a little too...
Is that semen?
Expermatizo is like, I think the technical term.
So you speak in jive. You speak in 1970s Greek.
Yeah, I'm like, hey, brother, how y'all doing?
Hey there, slick.
Yeah, I'm calling people slick. I'm calling people jive turkeys.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to call
Jack
it Hisupoli.
Jack in the box, money man.
Jack in the box.
Yeah, well, Jack in the box, Mr. McDonald's. Burger King, me some Wendy's.
By the way, Adam, I saw a DoorDashed McDonald's bag. Did you
I
happen
did
to get
have
breakfast?
McDonald's
what did you
for
call?
Breakfast.
What did you call it
really?
Again? What
Max.
You, no, Mac.
He called it Max.
Macca's.
No, you called it Max, I think.
No.
Macca's.
In Australia, they call it Macca's.
Oh, shut the fuck
you
up.
You called it something.
When
that was
wait a second.
Uber. You didn't say
when
Mickey
we were
D's.
In an Uber, they had a McDonald's ad on the radio, and they said, this way, get Macca's.
I think you said Max.
No, I said Macca's. Which is also the...
which is bad. Maccabi Tel Aviv.
Well, Macca is also the nickname for Paul McCartney, too.
Wow. It all comes
full
circle.
To throw back to the Beatles.
So, okay, I would just like to, just for a point of clarification.
Yeah.
What time did you happen to get this breakfast?
I think like 7.
No.
No, no, no.
You weren't up at 7.
I was.
Yeah,
I was up early and then I went back to sleep.
You're literally never
up
at 7.
What do you mean? I
text
you before 7.
No. You got breakfast at 7 and went back to sleep? Is that what you want me to believe?
No, I got breakfast after I got back up, but it was like 8:40, I want to say.
So that's almost 2 hours after 7.
Well, I'm just saying. Go back to sleep.
Mm-hmm. Okay, and here's the thing, Adam.
Who is this guy? The Uvalde police?
Yeah, thank
with this
you.
This timeline?
Thank you. It's not.
Thank you.
Put
thank
it
you.
Together, Nick. Thank
is that,
you.
That who this is? Fucking waiting
Adam,
6 hours to get your hardened diapers to go into the school.
Did you order it at 8:45? Did it get here at 8:45?
I can't recall.
Because if it's within an hour
yeah.
of when we're doing the show,
yeah,
I don't want to be the breakfast cop
McDonald's
over here.
McDonald's gets here very fast.
For Abbey Road to for Abbey Road to get my dick sucked. I'm driving my car to Abbey Road. I'm gonna fuck some guys.
I would love to just transition to doing like G-rated versions of all the bullshit from this show for children.
Now that's what true. I call funny yeah. song parodies.
Like just sell Come Town to Nickelodeon, but it's like Goop Town.
Yep.
Slimeville.
Slimeville
mm-hmm. on Nickelodeon.
Yeah, and it's just all,
yeah.
just different.
Can you change my diaper?
Yeah, it's like silly little songs
I'm
for little
a
kids.
Baby goo goo gaga. Yeah.
Damn, dude. You know what? I'm going to start selling those Can I See Your Penis shirts again. Yeah. Those are my hottest selling. Some asshole.
Well, you can certainly sell them in Greece.
That's true. I'm going to sell them in Greece.
Yeah. Oh, you got DMCA?
I got a fucking...
Scott Stapp.
Yeah, Scott Stapp's personal attorney.
That's bullshit,
If I ever see Stapp, it's on site, honestly.
Can you imagine that Saul Goodman ass dude having a...
Yeah.
All right. I got to get rid of these See Your Penis shirts.
Should I just... Yeah. Anyway... Can I see your penis?
Apparently, if I remember correctly, there's a porn with him.
No, I don't think
so. I believe so.
Sylvester Stallone, there's a porn.
No, I think
you're thinking of Sylvester Stallone.
Yeah, I think you're thinking of Sylvester Stallone.
You're thinking
Stallone.
Of Sylvester Stallone, dude.
I'm going to look it up.
You're embarrassing yourself.
Oh my God. Let me see your penis.
Yeah, he had a sex tape.
Oh, interesting. Did you jack off to it?
No.
Be honest.
How about Scott Stapp?
No, out of respect, I did not.
Scott Stapp looking at my penis.
Stapp looking at my penis.
Who had a? Didn't Bam have a sex tape?
Yeah, basically everyone had a sex tape.
Bam had a sex tape. Colin Farrell did, and his dick was truly out of this world.
It was?
I'm not even calling it big, just being like, his dick
oh,
is amazing.
Oh, wow.
His it dick was out of bounds, Guy Fieri style.
It was
and that's a rock star dick right there.
That dick is gangster.
I'm Guy Fieri, and this is Diners, Drive-Ins, and Gay Sex Secret Celebrity Sex Tapes. We're calling Macos in at 7 a.m., and I'm watching the Colin Farrell sex tape in the back of my mobile trailer.
Well, it gets better, guys. It's a threesome with Kid Rock and Scott Stapp.
No.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Those guys are running a train on some fucking poor woman.
Yeah, they're fucking
the Warped Tour.
They're double.
Warped
no,
no,
those,
that's not
no,
Warped
that's
Tour.
Not Warped Tour. Yeah.
That's like some kind of, it's probably called like the Outlaw Rockers Tour or
I was
something.
Trying to focus more on the pun. Of Warped Tour.
Warped Tour. Yeah. I see.
Red Light District's announcement, they have their hands
dude,
on...
Dude, I forgot about Red Light District.
Yeah,
they used to do every porno.
They have their dirty paws on a sex tape starring Kid Rock and Creed frontman Scott Stapp and a group of hoochies.
Can I say this? Ooh. Can I say this?
So it's an orgy.
I think the debate is over. The greatest tour name of all time is still Intensity in 10 Cities.
That is true.
It's awesome.
Intensity in 10 Cities is
who is that
awesome.
For?
Ted Nugent.
Yeah, he was going around every city where the age of consent was under 14.
Yeah, consent cities.
Yeah.
Intensity in consent cities.
Intensity in consent cities.
Yeah. The tent city in consent cities tour. Where I go around fucking wayward teenagers. Homeless wayward teenagers. I hit Skid Row and I fuck 12-year-olds.
Bow, 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 bow. Yeah. I fuck children and I'm gay. Yeah. Thank you, everybody.
Consent City and Tent Cities.
Consent City and Tent Cities.
Yeah, that's
didn't he literally have like a fucking, didn't he like buy a child from like somewhere like Thailand or something? Like true, literally.
Who's Scott Stapp?
No, Ted Nugent. I think he like trafficked a fucking kid back in his prime.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
So the kids here wouldn't give it up for him?
I think he probably
didn't
did
like
his fair.
Cat Scratch Fever enough.
Cat Scratch Fever. Look, I'll be honest. Separate the artist from the art. Cat Scratch Fever is a banger. Mm. He's got a couple nice ones under his belt. But he definitely is a. I'm pretty sure he's a pedophile. And he's a.
Do you think I could get a job teaching soccer to retarded kids?
You don't know the game, Nick.
I know, but they're retarded, so.
But their parents
it's
aren't.
It's true, you could lie to them.
Well, I mean, obviously you don't know how it works.
Well, they got the gene somewhere hidden.
Yeah.
But unless you activate it.
Yeah.
unless you can press like a, also, you do Adam, a sonic boom.
Adam, the correct answer was you can do whatever you want, buddy.
No.
No. That was the correct answer.
No, if I agree.
No.
No, if I agree, you'll say I'm sucking up.
My obviously absurd question. You don't know the sport.
You don't know the game.
You don't know the beautiful game.
Yeah.
No, yeah. No, I get those.
I think you could, man.
Yeah, thanks. You could, for sure.
You just set up cones and you tell them to run in between them.
Mm-hmm.
You know, those guys, let's dribble in between these cones.
Damn, I would love to have a fucking retarded son.
Yeah, and one of them salutes and like a little bit of urine starts coming out of his penis. I'm like, not that kind of dribbling, Spencer.
No, they got horse streams.
Well,
a little retarded,
yeah, but
kid.
He's dribbling. He has, that's how his penis has the musculature that he could control the flow rate.
Oh, wow.
He's
smart.
Like, yes, sir. And he starts dribbling.
Well, a phenom.
Yeah.
A pissing phenom.
Yeah.
To be able to dribble at such a young age.
Yeah.
Cock suck fever is what you have.
Yeah.
Honestly, dude, I'm going to fucking, I would love to just go get fucking coaching with me and a bunch of little kids. Be like Kramer in that episode where he's getting a yellow belt.
I tell you, honestly, 100% sincerity. What I would love is if somehow this show ends and I could get a job at like a nature center where I just fucking take fucking kids out in the woods and be like, that's a fucking woodpecker.
You could easily do that.
That's it. Yeah. Trails and shit, explaining flora and fauna and what the Indians did before we killed all of them.
That would be
a dream.
That's a cool job.
That would be an awesome job.
One of the somebody at my brother's wedding, I met a girl who was a fucking park ranger in like Montana.
Yeah.
Sounded awesome, dude.
That's cool.
She had a blicky too. They gave her a fucking shoddy. She just rides around this beautiful fucking like park making
for
sure everything's
bears?
Up to snuff. I think for bears, yeah.
Yeah.
For any gay vagrants having sex.
It's true.
You can execute
the
them
woods
on
are
site.
Full of them.
Montana's got an execute on site law if you're caught sodomizing. So actually, under those laws, the one getting fucked in the ass is actually the victim.
Oh, it's automatically a rape.
If you fuck the ass, you gotta go.
Oh, I call the one
fuck the ass, you're under
grass. I call
the
one getting fucked in the ass the winner.
Yeah, I know you do.
Because I know the game.
Suck my penis, it's not big. Bom, bom, bom. What are some other Ted Nugent classics? That's the only one that comes to mind.
Cat Scratch Fever, Mustang Sally.
Right.
Hey Jude.
You only play to win.
hey Jude, my dick's small.
Lovers Over Moonlight.
Lovers Over Moonlight.
Yeah.
The classic ballad.
Last Christmas.
Dude, I love Last Christmas.
It's the best Christmas song.
War on the Boardwalk. Oh, yeah. Dude, the music video is amazing.
I know. You showed it to me. It was awesome.
Oh, yeah. Were they with their girlfriends?
Yeah.
And there's so much sexual tension between the guys.
Yeah.
Was the other Wham guy gay, too?
I don't think so, but maybe he...
By association.
Maybe George Michael sucked his cock a couple times. He was pretty, dude.
Oh, my God. Gorge.
Back in the day.
A Greek gentleman.
I know. A lot of pride. It's just sad he couldn't be who he was.
Mm-hmm.
He comes around 10 years later. He's not getting arrested in a bathroom sucking cock. He's sucking cock the fucking Waldorf Astoria.
Yeah.
Although he's probably doing that, too. He just liked the thrill of cruising, if I had to guess.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
We should ask Ian. We should get Ian and ask him if
he
was
shit.
If he was rich, would he still cruise?
If Ian's not even here to defend himself.
No, he doesn't.
He
know
knows
shit.
About cruising in bathrooms.
No, he doesn't
Ian
know
doesn't
about George
know
Michael.
Shit. Why would you say such a thing?
All right, we're going to have Ian on to ask him.
Dude, you guys missed it, but when I did the show with Mike and Ian, he was telling us about a book he's reading called Irreversible Damage.
Oh, my God.
And it's about why women
Hold on, wait. Let's just imagine what the book is.
Let's enjoy
tell me what you think it's about.
The audience all knows the answer.
The
mental image of just Ian in Barnes and Noble fucking going past the self-help section and picking up something called Irreversible Damage. Yeah. Being like, this sounds like it's right up my alley.
No,
it's a book written about what happened to his asshole when he was 14.
Right, that was the joke Mike made. Okay. It was a good joke. Right.
Great minds.
Great minds. Yeah. Okay, so that's... Okay. The book is about how trans women shouldn't cut the penis off. Literally, that's it. That's the joke.
Oh my
that's
God.
The whole book.
Oh, that's so awesome.
Yes.
So wait. Okay, I'm of two minds.
A
here.
Book, like a chapter book.
Yeah, sitting
chapter
down and reading
two.
That. Which okay, I'm of two minds here.
Well, I mean, you tell me somebody already wrote that book.
It's a book that he is reading.
There goes 9 months of work, buddy. No. Nick's pouring kerosene on his manuscript.
I'm all right. I'm fine. I'm good.
No, you'll be all
I got
right,
other buddy. Ideas.
That was his exit plan.
Yeah.
He was getting
I got
now,
other.
Is that a turf book? Is Ian going turf?
It's
or is
not
he so
turf.
Gay
no, it's
that he's trying to figure out a way to keep cocks on girls?
Right. Is that he wants to be with a trans woman that has the penis. But he has to read a book.
He needs.
So the argument
he's
is
doing academic research.
The argument is because I'm horny.
Yeah,
that's why.
Yeah, because I like cock.
Because that's why
women,
they shouldn't do
these
it.
Women shouldn't get pussies
it's
that
an
they've
anti
dreamed
bottom
of.
You're doing
surgery
irreversible
book.
Damage to my dating pool.
That's such a niche.
It's
who,
insane.
How many people? He's, so they're pro trans, but anti getting your cock.
Dude,
locked
I
off?
Honestly, I pine after the. Like the days when Ian wanted to be both a liberal and a conservative.
He still is doing
no,
that.
No. He's really...
He's full conserve?
It's not even conservative. It's really, he's just... Every
blazing
issue,
his own
he's,
trail.
He's committing to one side, but it's a side that no one else is on.
Yeah.
It's his own side.
Honestly, dude, what that is a mark of a truly free thinker.
Yeah.
It's in 25 years,
I mean,
in 25 years, people are going to be like, Ian Finance was the only person with clear politics.
Who was authentically himself.
He was the only guy that had an understanding of what was actually going on.
Yeah, I was reading it. I was watching this documentary made by black leaders.
Yeah.
Remember
he's
that?
Still defending that.
That was
he's
so
still
awesome.
Defending that.
Black
wait,
leaders.
You know what Adam shitting on Ian in 2020 sounds like a guy in 2005 being like, I don't support the war, but I support the troops.
Right.
Just some nonsense statement that doesn't mean anything.
No.
Just a fucking thing.
His opinions
that
are
now
all.
Is like,
I would
what the fuck are you talking about?
I think there's Ian is way more nuanced than the Iraq War. I would say
yeah.
Ian deserves literally more thought than Iraq.
No, but people forget nobody even cared about Iraq.
That yeah,
was
they
just,
did.
Nah, nobody gave a shit.
They did.
Nah, people didn't care. They didn't care.
No,
and that's kind of what like you know trans people keeping the dick or not. That's
right.
I'd say it's the same thing.
I would say people
and until we have a Fallujah moment.
Right.
You know, which is going to have to be, I guess, the wrong trans person cutting
yeah.
off too beautiful of a penis.
Just an incredibly
yeah.
awesome cock.
What that, I tell you.
They
what,
call it Ian's.
It's going to happen. It's going to be there's going to be a trans person basically with, like, the original Penn Station of dicks.
Right.
You know,
yeah,
New York
yeah,
didn't
yeah,
have any
yeah.
kind of historical society until they demolished it to make way for Madison Square
MSG.
Garden. And after that, people are like, what have we done?
Right.
Mm-hmm. And there's going to be somebody that does it. They're going to lob
yeah,
it
Yeah, they
should
have put Penn Station or MSG. They should have put it where fucking the other train station mm-hmm. is.
Grand Central?
That one's kind of gay.
I would say that neither
compared
of the train
to Penn
station. Yeah.
You know what I mean? That old, those old pictures. I mean, it's good. It's interesting. But
yeah.
the other one was just that way more.
Yeah. Well, they should have put it in Hudson Yards. There was nothing there.
Not too far away. It's. I will say it is cool to live
it's
in a
city.
Too
far away. It's two blocks from where it is now.
What no. are we talking about, Hudson Yards? That's not two blocks.
Yeah, I mean, technically.
That's way. That's a couple
like we're B&H Photos.
Avenues.
I guess. I like that it's in the
far.
Mix. It's pretty cool. It's cool to be in the one city where it's
they
like...
They should have bulldozed B&H Photo. You know what? They should just bulldoze all of like Williamsburg and put stuff there.
I don't know why you're saying that.
Either B&H Photo or Williamsburg or Midwood.
I don't know why you're saying that.
Everybody's Silver, parts of Silver Spring, maybe.
Yeah, yeah. Teaneck, New Jersey.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Those are the areas that should
yeah,
be bulldozed.
Tel Aviv.
Honestly, yeah. It should be in Israel.
suck my penis. Damn, dude, irreversible damage. Who wrote that?
Oh, it's a woman's name, but I don't know if it's a trans or whatever. Yeah.
Well, you can tell by the name.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, her name was I don't know.
Wow.
I couldn't come up with anything fast enough. It's a slow morning, folks.
It was, teeing him up to say like Sapphire or Esmeralda.
Right.
Yeah, but I wanted one that was more about...
He's like, her name's Formula One Drive to Survive. Her name is Tag Whore.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Tag here. Damn, I just... I'm
Wait,
whole, I'm
do you know what that whole Mike Brown documentary is about?
It's no. about Mike Brown.
No, it's about how he didn't say "hands up, don't shoot." Not that he wasn't killed by a policeman.
Right. Just an entire
that,
documentary
was
about
that.
One
that
little,
one line yeah. was misattributed.
Those were his final
to,
words. Yeah.
yeah, yeah.
His final words were actually "good times, noodle salad."
Yeah, it's true.
Not a lot of people know that. He
yeah,
was a huge...
he loved... He loved.
What was the movie?
As Good As It Gets.
He was a huge As Good As It Gets head. Yeah.
Took the... He snatched the cigarillos and shoved that little Indian guy, and he was like, Carol the waitress meets Simon the fag.
Right.
And then he walked out.
Yep. He loved it, dude. He loved all late period Nicholson.
In his marijuana socks.
Ari had those socks. My mom met Ari. It was so cute, man. My mom was years ago. Joe List was having like a Christmas party,
yeah.
And my mom just like, mom's rock, dude. She was beating all these comics who were just like, you know, 40-year-old men and shit. And it was just like her vibes were the same as when she would like come pick me up at like Eldest's house, you know, 25 years ago. She just came through with like cookies, mm-hmm. and everyone was so nice there. And Ari was literally just wearing weed socks. Ari, who's probably, you know, basically my mother's age. wearing
Ari's 67
socks.
Years yeah. old.
She was cute as hell.
Ari's got to be the most zen person in this business.
Yeah, he's a great dude. And the way he looks at things is perfect.
Yeah.
Truly, Ari...
Nothing gets to him, too. And there's, like, fucking... There's, like, bounties on his head.
Yeah, there's still black teens that are thinking about killing
Kobe?
Him because of Kobe. Because
of Kobe, yeah. dude. Yeah. I mean, yeah, that guy... And he's just like, yeah, you just don't apologize and you fucking live your life.
Yeah.
And yeah, he'll have, you know, a lot of people talk about death threats, but there was money exchanged to have that man murdered. And then he'll just, like, go to Ecuador and do zip lines for 6 months.
Yeah, he's fucking Michael Corleone in Italy until the Kobe shit dies down.
And he just doesn't. Yeah. Literally nothing gets to him.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. No, yeah. Ari fucking rules. He was way ahead of the curve in terms of actually taking time off.
Yeah.
Truly, the way he lives his life is like a fucking nice little blueprint.
Yeah.
Because he just, you know, when he does stand up, he goes hard.
Yeah.
And then when he doesn't do it. And that's like, that's exactly how you got to do it.
Yeah.
Because this constant doing it is just like, will wreck your ass.
Yeah. Well, I'm about to be on the road for the run. I'll be in Raleigh. By the time this comes out, I guess maybe that'll be done. But Raleigh, June 9th.
Are you there this weekend?
June 9th through 11th.
I think this is
That's next weekend.
Oh, okay.
For
oh,
some
wow.
reason,
my special's coming out today, everybody.
Check that out.
Watch it.
YouTube.
This is coming out June 5th. YouTube, Stavros Halkis.
/
8 p.m. Eastern, 5 o'clock Pacific. It is going head-to-head with the fucking NBA Finals. But who gives a fuck?
Does that matter?
It doesn't really matter. I like to do a live premiere, though. The live premiere is fun.
How does
in
that
there.
Work? I have no idea.
You just said a live premiere. I'm in the chat. I'm hanging out.
Oh,
like,
you're
going to
do
fun.
That?
Yeah,
you
yeah,
do,
yeah.
like, Q&A while it's on?
Yeah, just fucking fuck around in the chat.
That's cool. YouTube, huh?
YouTube / Stavros Halkis, or maybe it's Stavi Baby. I don't know. Search my name on my YouTube channel. I really work hard on. I put of clip a day, and I do two longer clips a week, and the special's coming out. Go subscribe to that, and yes, please watch it. It means a lot.
I already felt like a piece of shit when you were like, I cleaned my apartment. I'm like, fuck. I wasted literally every year of this show. I was like, I'm not going to fuck it. Dude, it was so funny. When we started making money, I'm like, I'm not touching any of the Patreon money.
Yeah, I'm going to be Jay Leno.
I'm going to keep my day job. I'm not touching any of the Patreon money. It's a blessing. And I'm going to fucking use this and work on comedy immediately after the first year. Lose all of the money day trading cryptocurrencies. Immediately. The stuff I told myself, don't do.
Don't
do that. Don't do it. And then I did. I was like, I'll tell you what I'm not going to do. Is lose all the money day trading
cryptocurrencies.
And then I
did. Yeah. That's right. There's another one coming around.
Quit stand up because a blizzard happened in 2017. I was featuring for Mark Normand at Helium, and then all the shows got canceled. I'm like, it's a sign from God to spend this entire time in bad relationships.
Yeah. Playing Switch.
Not even playing Switch. Just making the clothes in Red Dead Redemption 2.
That's
right. Not even playing the story.
I remember coming over when you had been playing it for maybe like 4 months. Mm. You had done 7% of the story.
Well, he was
and
doing
you
all
had
the side
so
quests.
Many sick. You were hunting like the legendary fox.
Yeah.
For like an hour.
Yeah.
You were trying to get
then
the legendary.
You get
fox.
The fucking legendary animals. You make all the clothes, and then you do all the cutscenes with the squirrel hat on.
What the hell do you mean Dutch is going to jail?
The fucking wolf.
Yeah, but the wolf hat was fucking sick, or the bear cloak.
The bear cloak is...
That's a fucking good one.
Crucial look.
Bear cloak is fucking sick.
It's very cool to be wearing a bear cloak and being like, I'm dying.
Yeah.
I'm dying of tuberculosis.
Listen, I know the game is deep, but I hate dealing with tragedy in a fucking...
Yeah.
It is very sad game. At the end.
It is sad.
I hate it.
You suffer a loss.
Yeah. I truly, dude. Let him live. It's a fucking video game.
Yeah.
Real people in my life die. Not my fucking friend in the PlayStation.
Arthur.
Too.
Well, they had to really set
He's
up.
A good man.
They had to set up John Marston. Or
that
whatever.
Makes sense.
Because you play the first one. The first game was amazing, dude.
I
remember that.
The
you
first
develop an
game.
Emotional connection. You're like, you know, play the second one. You're like, who the fuck is this Arthur?
But I fell in love quick.
Dude, Arthur's a million times better than John.
I didn't
want to
lose Arthur.
Yeah. He's a great man.
It's fucked up.
I aspire to be half the man.
Half
he
the
is.
Man Arthur is.
Oh, my God.
I aspire to get bathed by half the whores and. In the fucking saloon that Arthur did.
It's literally why I grew off. A beard. I love knowing that I have that simple of a mind.
Yeah, you copied Arthur. It's true.
It's called an homage, you
it's
dumb
an
fuck.
Homage.
It's
called
a fictional
copying. It's
character.
Called copying.
You can't copy shit from a fictional
He was
character.
A real man. He was a historical figure.
He was inspired by Arthur.
Chew.
Arthur Chew.
Yeah.
What's that guy up to? What's Big Art up
He's
to?
He's getting so much pussy.
That's awesome. It would be so funny if he was jacked.
Yeah, it's really how, like, yeah, funny that a guy like that just sort of fades away.
Yeah, he was really, we were really thinking about him when the show first started.
Yeah.
What's he up to? Do you know?
He's living with William
Did
Hung.
He get the... Those two, and then who's the guy in, like, Malaysia who always talks about politics?
Oh, the other Arthur Chu. Ian Miles Ching.
Yes.
The
Those
three
live
them,
together.
Yeah.
Ian Miles Chong, Arthur Chu. Damn. Arthur Chu and then... Who was the last guy?
William Hung.
Yeah.
From American Idol. Yeah.
That I would love to watch him have sex. That
William
would be
Hung?
Awesome. Because you know he got pussy in the middle of his like
How about,
fame. And
Arthur,
you know he was like doing weird faces.
Arthur Chewbacca. And he's
That's
like,
good.
Ding dong!
Yeah, he's like...
So
was ding dong like his phrase?
No, I don't know how Chewbacca talks, but it's like it's fake Chinese.
Oh, I see. I see.
Okay.
Yeah.
I thought.
I got
okay,
you.
Interesting.
Arthur Chewbacca ends up eating regular Chewbacca.
Yes. Yes. Very nicely done.
And then Han Solo, you don't got to do anything with that. He's already.
His name is already Han.
He's already Han.
I guess you could say Han.
Well, Han Solo, but it's the friendly guy from Tokyo Drift.
Right.
Han.
Bum, 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 bum,
just tossing
bum, bum,
Arthur Chewbacca the keys to the Millennium Falcon, and he destroys it. And he's like, you got spirit, kid. You got a lot of dog spirit. I will be right back. I got to piss. I downed all that
dude.
Water.
Go for it.
Don't even fucking sweat it, man. Didn't Arthur Chu get divorced because he had too many ants in his bed or something like that?
I don't know, dude. I don't know any of these fucking losers. I know sports.
I know, dude. Trying You're to a get fucking pussy. Jock.
Yeah.
You're a fucking jock, dude. So
we both are, dude.
What was your first, what was your most glorious sports moment in your life?
Me? Yeah. I got, like, I went 4 for 4.
Ooh, that's awesome.
In a game in baseball.
That's sick.
And then there was a Taco Bell that opened up by my house. And I asked my dad if we could go to Taco Bell after the game. And he said we couldn't because it was Passover. So
damn, dude, even your most your biggest glory is marred by a chalupa's lost.
It's kind of a microcosm for how my life has gone.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's true.
A lot of ups, a lot of downs.
A lot of ups and downs. Damn,
even
dude.
Even at my highest, it's like Denzel says, when you're at your highest, that's when the devil come for you.
Right.
Yeah.
Which is very true.
Yeah, it sounds good.
Yeah.
What's your best?
Oh, dude, so many to choose from. Honestly, yeah, my sophomore year, I've told this story before. I think I have anyway.
Yeah.
Our JV soccer coach gave a kid pornography. And so they dissolved the because I always wanted to play football, but my father was too, like, he was resolute that we were a soccer family.
He's European.
Because my dad played soccer. He's actually, he literally did play pro soccer in Greece. Mm-hmm. But back when it wasn't that impressive, when it was like, you know, he literally had a day job and played pro soccer. And then I went on, so they dissolved the team, and our JV football team was so bad that they just let us, we had eligibility, they let us play. And honestly, dude, I was so good at JV football. Mm-hmm. I wasn't that good at varsity. I was fine at varsity. But JV, dude, I was running through them boys.
Through that O-line.
I had my fucking soccer cleats on. I was the nose tackle.
Uh-huh.
I was fucking up little fucking backup Baltimore City JV QBs. Ah,
did you have like a
I blocked
like a
dance?
Punt.
I did not have a dance.
That's
scored. That broke my heart, but... You know, a lot of sacks, a lot of tackles for losses.
Mm-hmm.
I was too stupid. Like, I really didn't understand. I wanted to play halfback. This was in the – or fullback. This was the Mike Alstott era. Remember him?
Yeah.
Tampa Bay. Number 40, the big, fat, white fullback who would get scores.
Yeah.
It was him and Warwick Dunn, Thunder and Lightning in their backfield. This was in that era, so I really wanted to be that guy. But I just didn't understand offense. Offensive football. Football is fucking hard, man.
Really?
Like, understanding the plays is honestly difficult.
Yeah.
Those guys are not fucking stupid jocks. Like, you have to fucking memorize a lot if you're good at football. And I was just waiting to fucking... There was one time where I was waiting to learn the... While I was learning the playbook, they were like, you want to just play, like, scout team defense? Mm-hmm. And I just fucked the little center up, dude. And they were like, why don't you just play nose tackle? I was like, great. No plays. I just fucked the center up.
That's sick.
It was awesome, dude. That honestly is some of the most fun I've had in my life. And then when I played varsity, I was still pretty good, but it was actually hard. They were fucking, everybody was fucking good.
They were big.
These kids
boys.
Were huge. Yeah, they were like fucking 6'8 and shit. There's a kid who's 6'8 playing tackle. They were gigantic.
It was a queer person?
They were them. Yeah. No, I wish. I think we did have one gay guy on the team, but he was deeply closeted. He was from Texas. He was really religious, and nobody just liked his vibes because he like tucked his shirt
gay,
in.
Hey,
tucked his shirt y'all, in.
like that kind of closeted Texas guy.
No, but that was in his soul. But he was covering with like, he was like a military Christian,
just like
guy.
A slightly too long y'all,
not quite close though. But he was just a very proper. Just he played linebacker. He was pretty good, but he just also like you know talked. His dad was in the military, so it was all about his fucking manners.
Mm-hmm.
And everybody in Baltimore, you know, we were a bunch of goons over there. You know,
yeah.
Nobody appreciated his proper speech and tucking
his
shirt
homosexuality
and his clear closet homosexuality. Yeah. Everyone was half the team was wildly homophobic, and the other half was doing jokes about being gay. I think
that's
I told
where
that's,
you.
That's where I
you
shine,
found yourself.
Dude.
Yeah.
I think I've told the story about how they took it so far that they harassed a literal gay kid because they were like, let me suck your dick. And the kid was like, they're sexually assaulting me. Like they got suspended for trying to suck a kid's dick because they made a gay guy feel unsafe.
That sounds cruel.
It was fucked up. Yeah. They deserved it, but it was like, you guys understand you literally asked a gay man to have sex with him.
Yeah.
Like, this is not a joke anymore. You're doing gay shit. But I won't say their names. They've turned it around. They're small. One of them is a small business owner. One of them is actually a teacher now. So
really,
yeah. And then I've said it before. A couple of my friends from that team played in the NFL for a couple years. It was pretty sick. Nick, what was your greatest sports triumph?
At laser tag one time, I punched a retarded kid in the throat.
And he didn't fight back? He was so alpha, it didn't
matter.
I got him.
I think it was too dark in there that everything was outside of his visible spectrum. Or he was blind, too. I don't know.
Oh, wow.
But he thought maybe he could hear the lasers. But I always had a different strategy because it's war. It's war.
It's war. Yeah.
It's
all's
war.
Fair in love and war.
And, I just fucking nailed him.
Just fucked him up.
And then, unfortunately, some bigger kids saw it happen and they beat the fuck out of me. But,
but in that moment.
That was kind of my Iwo Jima. You know, I went down raising the flag as the bullets.
The flags of your father.
Yeah.
The second most retarded kid beating up the most retarded kid in laser tag.
It's like a little big fish. Swallowing them. No, to be clear, I never did that.
Yeah.
I went to laser tag more than once or twice in my life because it's like, as a kid, you hear about laser tag and you're like, that's going to
be
awesome.
So
and it is the gayest shit. In the world.
No,
it's not
cool.
The gayest, but it's not as cool as you think it's going to be.
It's just
a
dark room with just spray painted fucking barrels. And
here's what I'll say. It's not. It doesn't live up to the hype, but the second it's done, you want to do it again.
Mm-hmm.
That's my experience, anyway.
Yeah. No, I don't know. Nothing. I have no accomplishment.
Little League?
I have not. Well, I guess, yeah.
You ever hit a couple dingers? It counts.
Yeah, that's again. Well, yeah, I mean, I spent a lot of time practicing the last year I played baseball and then was able to, like, consistently get on base, but, like, you know, drive in runs and get triples here and there.
Dude, it's funny because the more, like, you do this shit as a kid, then you fucking go be whatever you think an adult should be. And, dude, I want to go back to just playing basketball. Like, my youth, I thought I was going to be in the fucking NBA.
Yeah.
Like, you're 11 and you're, like, convinced. Like, the shit that's so important to you truly was
but
fucking
why sports? Why sports are great for kids is because, like, the team element creates, like, a necessary,
love
like,
the team element.
Necessary, like, aspect of to meter element. That kind of fucking, like, narcissism that would be developed if you put a kid into, like, acting or something.
Right,
you know what I mean?
Right.
Like, if you're on a team, like, regardless of where you think you're going to be in the NBA or not, you can't be, like, fuck all these people.
Right.
You know what
I
mean?
Yeah, and the camaraderie, like,
yeah,
the camaraderie from a like that's the thing, dude. That was so fucking fun.
Yeah,
and you just miss that element of just like 20 bros and you're all fucking gunning for the same thing.
Yeah,
and,
yeah.
And it's like, you know, you just don't get that.
It's important.
Yeah. I want to.
That's why
we got to
keep trans women from ruining it, all of this.
Yeah, that's why we need to keep kid like 99% of trans kids who are going to be just dog shit. Bench riders, they don't get to do this.
In fact, they shouldn't even be allowed to be trans at all, just in the off chance that you cause a Leah Thomas that creates this domino effect.
Right, so Leah Thomas,
you let her do college swimming now. Tomorrow, a kid that would have been fucking like a football star, you know, like a guy that was antisocial, he's got other problems, he would have found some kind of social aspect to his life through sports. That's gone now.
That's gone.
Because you're a trans freak if you even go for tryouts.
Yep.
That's the mentality. So guess what? Now he gets his dad's gun.
So
and
true.
He's coming into the school, and who is he targeting? Everyone.
Yep. And thank God there are going to be some police outside to handcuff any parent trying to get their child from inside.
Wait, so what happened in
dude, the those
shooting?
Cops are some of the biggest pussies of all time.
Yeah, dude, it's the funniest.
Like, so
it's,
imagine spending your whole life talking about what a fucking badass
you are. And
you
know what?
You
it's funny because it's like I'm pretty like you know, like nihilistic, I guess, at this point. I don't think anything will ever change. But the fact that this like shooting happens and like the large, the sentiment overall, and like even there's like not really much like even like conservative pushback against it is a takeaway, because like we have mass shootings all the time, but it's like they tried for a while. That, like, I mean, fucking these retards that were like, well, he was trans based on like this picture looks nothing like the fucking guy.
Yeah.
You know, and then that falls apart, and then they're like, well, actually, the shooting didn't even happen.
Yeah.
Like, okay, it's not a it's not trans. Then I'll pivot to it's fake.
It's fake. And the cops knew that. That's why they weren't drawn in.
Yeah, but no, I mean, overall, like the fact that like people are kind of largely landing on like fuck the police is good. Like that's good because
it's
like,
better than anything that's happened. It's like since the last fucking mass shootings.
Yeah, and it's like nobody's gonna like land on like it's not gonna be like okay, well now we'll defund the police. That's not how it works. Like that'll just never happen. But like the like everything is kind of, and this is a trite point, but everything is like it all just happens in like the realm of like culture or aesthetics or whatever. So the more you can do to create a vibe shift. Mm-hmm. Where somebody who might aspire to sublimate their aggression by becoming a police officer thinks that being a police officer makes you like a fucking pussy bitch.
Yeah.
Then they're less likely to do it, and then it'll kind of like solve the problem itself. You need to just like destroy it. You need to like destroy the respect like fucking that people have for quote unquote law enforcement anyways. And once you get rid of that, then it's like, you know, because the inverse happens all the time. Like I used to get in this argument about like, you know, like free speech or whatever. People say, oh, it's only like a free speech violation if it's the government doing it. It's like, yeah, but like everything's kind of built on like a cultural idea that reinforces these things anyways. If people didn't care about free speech, eventually, like at the end of the line is like repealing the First Amendment or something, I guess. But
yeah,
it's like everything has to start with people being like, why do we give a fuck about this anyways?
Yeah.
You know, so like to have people landing on like, fuck the police, that's great.
It is great. It just sucks that fucking kids have to die for us to be like cops who fucking all... Who don't ever do? I mean, your tweet from years ago is exactly right about cops.
Yeah,
where it's like they don't do who has had how many cops in your life do you know that were fucking that you're glad became cops that you're not like yikes that guy's a fucking cop.
I don't really
and
know
how many times
I don't really know anyone that's become a cop.
Right, and how many times? Well, how many times have you been helped or have they solved the problem? Where it's like, oh, if something gets stolen, forget about it. You can't do that. But then if there's anti-police marches, these cocksuckers can find you by, like, one piece of, like, the graphic T-shirt you're wearing. They can fucking see who bought it in your area and find your fucking address and shit.
Yeah.
It's just like, you know, they truly are fucking, it's a great scam. I mean, salute to them.
Yeah.
It's literally like fucking, it's mafia shit where they get control over shit. And they get no-show jobs. And, like, that's what that high school job was.
Yeah.
Like, those guys make, like, 70 grand a year.
Yeah.
To just sit there and, like, occasionally yell at a teenager.
I saw a cop at the New York Auto Show that was on, like, fucking, like, don't drink and drive duty. And he's just sitting. He's just sitting at a fucking, like, you know, a table.
Yeah.
And that guy's, you know, you get $100,000.
$100,000, as much overtime as they want. Yeah. And then they'll work at a Giant and be security and make another fucking $40,000 a year or whatever.
Yeah.
It's fucking goddamn, dude. But, you know, hopefully something happens to these fucking cops.
Plus all the pussy they're getting on the side.
Plus all the pussy. I think I'm going to have to shit for the last 8 minutes of this podcast.
Really?
That's all right.
I just drank that whole cold brew and... That Papa John's and oysters is going to come out of my ass fast.
You know what we'll do? For the last 8 minutes, I'm going to go through every book on Adam's bookshelf.
That's great.
And ask him what it's about.
Okay.
I think that's
They're easy. Mainly my girlfriends.
Oh, your girlfriend. Your quote-unquote girlfriend.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to start doing that all the time now. This is every sentence. So, oh, you had quote-unquote breakfast, did you?
Quote unquote is very dismissive.
It is. Damn, these allergies are insane.
Mine are bad too.
This is fucking insane. I'm crying. I'm like, I've been crying all morning.
Take a like a Benadryl.
Well, I'm worried about getting sleepy, and you know, the show's got to be.
So, what? Wait,
honestly, like, I didn't read about the shooting at all because the world is so sad now. Mm-hmm. But the cops didn't go in there for 3 hours or something?
It was a long period of time.
Yeah.
Wait, that's why you didn't read anything about it? Because
I mean,
so
I heard
sad?
20 kids died.
So, but you were too sad to read about the...
I don't know. It's just more shit.
Yeah.
Right?
But it was because you were sad.
No, it's just the world is sad.
Mm. And that
I saw 20 kids died.
Yeah.
What am I going to do about the Uvalde Police Department?
Well, you don't have to do anything. But the reason you didn't read anything about it is because it was too much for you to bear.
I read a headline. Yeah.
You read a headline.
It was a rough week. You know.
Yeah.
I couldn't shoulder that in that particular week. I had a friend die. So
Yeah.
So I didn't want to keep going.
Your personal life was too sad to read about it.
Yes. Okay. Yes. To read about how long it took the cops to go into the school. I'm sure that it was a dereliction of duty and that they fucked it up and more kids died than should have.
Yeah, they.
Right?
They
but I didn't want to read
the
article.
They did the whole,
article.
Like, establish. The timeline, the thing is they lied about it numerous right. times. And then the final timeline we landed on is still something that's generated by the police department anyways. So it's not clear. But there is a video of cops restraining parents, handcuffing them, holding them down with their tasers, like, out while you can hear the shooter in the background
uh-huh.
still shooting. And... You know, I mean, yeah, they just didn't.
That's horrific.
And, you know, I don't know about the personal psychology of those. That there is, you know, and I'll say this, there is like not necessarily a counter argument, but something mm-hmm. to take into consideration is like, yeah, you can call these like cops pussies and cowards or whatever and, you know, say that, oh, they should have gone into the building. And I think that that's fine as long as that's like a vector for like, removing the problem of overfunded, militarized police departments
right.
that ultimately don't provide us with this, with like the thing that you like, you know, maybe you should expect in return. But beyond that, it's like it is still a job, and you shouldn't expect anyone to like have to go like put their fucking. The answer isn't like, well, we need police that are willing to die, you know.
Well, isn't that the job?
No, like that's
the job is that they risk their lives, right?
Because it's like it still functions as the same way as I mean, like you know, like. Maybe you could carve out an argument for the military, but like, no, you shouldn't have a system where, because there's people that become police officers out of like economic need or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
But like, no,
like
it's
going
not,
to Iraq.
It's not really a trade off. It shouldn't. There shouldn't be like, yeah, like a societal trade off where like you get to murder people and enforce the law in exchange. You have to risk your life and die. Because it's
but
still
isn't that what like the whole Punisher logo, Blue Lives Matter thing is all about? Is that they risk their lives?
It is, but
and
that,
therefore
like,
we have to respect
that.
Them?
Shouldn't be that way either. There shouldn't be any job where you're allowed to demand of people that they fucking die or they put their lives at risk.
Uh huh.
You know.
So what do you do if kids are getting murdered?
Well, you need like you need to fix whatever problems exist if that's even happening in the first place.
Uh huh.
Which to a certain extent, it's like. That might not even be, like, entirely possible. It's like, you know, you can say, oh, ban assault weapons. It's like, okay, well, what's going to stop people from driving, like, a truck through a fucking parade?
Mm-hmm.
You know? It's like you can't really, like, you know, like prevent everything. I mean, that's,
right.
You know, sort of like...
What's the thing with assault weapons? They have more bullets?
I have no idea.
I don't know where we're talking about this on Come Town podcast right now.
Because who gives a fuck?
Who
this show's
cares?
Ending at the end of the year.
Yeah, that's true.
We'll have a dumb conversation about it, and then people will get mad. People will be like, "How dare!" Then they'll argue about it.
Uh-huh.
They'll get mad that the show that no one makes them listen to
that
had the audacity to have a conversation about something that they have the correct and good opinions about.
I don't think they think that. I think they want us to. Make fun of minorities or queer people or, you know,
well, cops are a minority.
People.
Cops are a type
it's
of
true.
Minority.
It's true. They don't say
and
that
you could
enough.
Say you could say that they proved themselves to be a type of queer mm-hmm. last week.
It's true.
You know, that's what one of those letters has to stand for coward.
Yeah, it's true.
LGBTQC.
Yeah. Cop.
Yeah, cop.
I think you're onto something there.
Yeah.
Stop ate an entire Papa John's pizza.
I've done that a million times. Don't act like that's not That's normal.
No,
that's a grown man. You think it's a lot because as a kid you remember that's having one or two slices of pizza. No, hold on. You think it's weird because as a child you remember having one or two slices of pizza. Three is crazy when you're five or you know six, seven, eight.
Yeah.
But as an adult, an entire slice of entire large Papa John's pizza, that's a normal amount of food.
No, it's not.
It's 100%
normal.
No,
it's not. No, it's not.
It is. I've done that. I've done that like not even being hungry. It's easy. It's not all at once. You don't sit down and eat the whole fucking
thing. You rest on it throughout the day.
Absolutely. Well, no, not throughout the day, but throughout the evening. Have a slice, two slices, introductory. And then you say, I'm going to put this away for later. Then you say, ah, let me have another fucking slice. Then there's four left.
What size, Papa John?
It was a medium.
Oh, medium.
It wasn't that big. It honestly was
a
not
modest
that big.
Medium.
It was not a long. In fact, here's how I know it wasn't that big. When it came, I was mad. When I saw how little it was, I was like, what the fuck is this? And honestly, thank God. Because my ass is really fucked.
When I worked at Papa John's, I would get off. I would take a home. I'd take a pizza home every night.
Love
and
that.
Fucking then I would have a
gratis.
Nice.
Let me
nice
just
night.
Let me just stop right there. What do you guys? It's an hour. How do you guys feel about just rolling into the next one?
Well,
you need a break.
No. Okay,
give me
but
five
we gotta
minutes.
Stop it.